In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All Saints is still lingering about us. The saints always seem to be looming. Death is always at the door. Those seraphim and cherubim wings beating around our heads, pressing down upon us, breaking into our lives at every Eucharist, with every cup of cold water. Always before the throne of God, my great high priest, whose name is love, whoever lives is pleading for me right here, right now, rescuing me from every evil deed, bringing me safely into his heavenly kingdom every Sunday, every day, everywhere. Young Timothy, beloved child, is suffering, needs advice from a fellow soldier of the cross. So St. Paul encourages Timothy as he shepherds his little flock in Asia Minor, a church whose saints landed Paul in prison in Caesarea by ratting him out to the Jews of Jerusalem. But what sort of advice is this to young Timothy? For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Paul had a lively sense that he was a foot soldier on the front lines of an apocalyptic battle, a war declared by the Spirit, a war waged between the baptized and the principalities and powers of this world. And so he recounts for Timothy, "You have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. Which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all, the Lord rescued me." Rescued for what? To continue bearing Christ in his body. A body now broken with the stigmata of many whips and many stones. And so Paul's advice to Timothy is this: indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Now, who can blame Paul for being tired of this world with all its temptations and dangers, tired of confessing the true faith in a church that was always on the verge of apostasy with its itching ears, a church that had turned away from the truth, wandering off into myths? More than once, Paul must have yearned for that sweet death to take him home to be with his Lord, to lie down and sleep in peace. For Paul, it was quite simple, though. As much as he might have longed for that quiet slumber of death, he knew that he could not grow weary in doing what he had been called to do: preach the word in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. When Paul calls Timothy to these things, he knows. He knows it will lead to suffering, suffering for the gospel. Last week for Reformation, my pastor preached on Jesus' words that the kingdom suffers violence, and violent men take it by force. Like those violent men who took King Jesus to his violent death. How his crown of righteousness was a crown of thorns. How his coronation on a bloody tree made right in the world all that had gone wrong. how by his wounds we are healed, body and soul, wounds that he heals now upon our lips, in our ears, into our bodies. Jesus, the righteous judge, making right what has gone wrong in you, right here, right now. Paul fought the good fight. 5 times, 40 lashes less one, 3 times beaten with rods, stoned once, shipwrecked 3 times, adrift at sea, in danger from robbers and rivers, from Jews and Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, with hardships, sleepless nights, hungry, thirsty, in cold, exposed to the elements, anxious about his fledgling churches. No wonder Paul was ready to receive the crown of righteousness. He yearned for that day to join the martyred throng, that company of prophets and apostles and saints who loved his appearing and who cry out, "Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect, spotless righteousness, the great, unchangeable I Am, the King of glory and of grace." And so should we cry out, and we do, in the church's song, before the throne of God, here and above, right now, in one loud, common voice with all the saints, I join their song to the Lamb with my strong, my perfect plea. At one with him, I cannot die. My soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with God on high, with Christ, my Savior and my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.